Welcome to People Power and Politics, our talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Hello and welcome. I am Victoria Falk, and today we have the pleasure of speaking to the Acting Commissioner of the Department of Consumer and Worker Protection, Ms. Sandra Abeles.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us today. As we have a large immigrant population who listens to our show, and today we want to talk about consumer protection tips for immigrants. Now, Ms. Abeles, a lot of people in our immigrant communities, they often don't feel that their voice is heard. They don't feel that these laws were meant to protect them. What can you share with our audience today to help them believe otherwise?
Well, immigrants are such an important part of our economic recovery and of the fabric of this city. And I want to ensure that they know that these laws are here to protect them as well. And if they have a consumer complaint, they should reach out to us and call 311 because we can try to help regardless of their immigration status.
Now, what are some of the common scams and safety tips that immigrants should be aware of?
One of the things we've heard complaints about is employment agencies. And so an employment agency is a place that helps employers find employees, find work for a fee. Now, folks should know that the city offers free help for job seekers. And if you go to nyc.gov/workforce with the number one, or you can call 311, they'll help connect you to a workforce career center that can help you find available jobs for free. So that's the first thing to know. The other thing to know is that employment agencies cannot charge you a fee before they place you in a job. So you might have a right to a full refund if the agency charges you an advance fee, a deposit fee, registration fee, application fee. You can see there are a lot of kinds of fees out there that they can try to get you with. And also, you should look out for employment agencies that promise you a job or that say they can guarantee you a job. Employment agencies cannot guarantee that they will find you a job. They can refer you to a job that is available and that pays at least the minimum wage, but they cannot guarantee you a job. So that should be a red flag for you if you see that.
So it sounds like, Ms. Abeles, you want people to know if it sounds too good to be true, right?
It probably is.
Yes. And the thing is, it's unfortunate because during this time, you know, a lot of people have been suffering financially. So I can only imagine how many people have been suckered into these scams, hoping that they really will get a job.
Absolutely. And on that point about the financial difficulty people have been facing, I wanted to also offer that New York City has a number of different programs that are available. So if you need free financial counseling, you can get that by calling 311 and they'll make an appointment for you. If you're trying to reduce your debt, improve your credit, or budget for particular costs and expenses, that's something to keep in mind. Another few things that we have also seen is that there are a number of businesses that offer rent to own. And when you see those signs like no credit needed or rent to own, you should know that many times you'll end up paying much more over the long run for the same item. And so it's best to shop around for the best deal you can find. Another thing is to avoid check cashers if you can. Using a check casher can cost on average $475 in fees a year. And the city does have safe and affordable bank and credit union accounts they're aware of that they can point you to that are less expensive than using check cashers. So again, it's good to either call 311 if you're interested in learning more, or visit our website at nyc.gov/DCWP.
So for those folks who visit the, as they call it, the check cash place, right? That takes all the fees out. And I heard you also mention about free credit repair and free budgeting.
There's free financial counseling that we work with a number of nonprofit partners throughout the city to provide these services. And so if that's something that's interesting to you, you can call 311 and they'll find one that's located near you or a place that's convenient to you. Or they can help you set up perhaps a remote session, since I know many people are having difficulty getting in-person appointments these days. And so again, please visit nyc.gov/DCWP for more information about that.
So listeners, please, you've heard Miss Abella say it. There are free services. So many of our community members pay for credit repair. You're paying monthly to somebody to assist you to learn about your finances. You're paying for someone to cash your check, getting a lot of dollars taken out each and every time. And here we are being joined by Ms. Abeles from the Department of Consumer and Worker Protection to let us know that you don't have to do that, folks. So please take a look at the website, nyc.gov/DCWP. And thank you so much, Ms. Abeles, for being here and sharing this awesome information with our listeners.
Thank you so much. It's programs like yours that help us get the word out.
Well, we are definitely happy to share the word. And as you have updates, we'll be glad to have you back again.
Thank you so much.
This has been People, Power, and Politics.
People, Power, and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People, Power, and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.